Hey there, and welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. So glad that you are here. This is a continuation, if you've been listening, in our series of Why You Need a Podcast. I'm putting everything out there so that you can be a success. And once again, I'm going to reiterate, either you bring it in-house for your digital strategy, or you find somebody to do it, either or, it improves your sales, marketing, and definitely your company's branding image. Either it doesn't matter. You got to figure it out. All the information is out there as to why it all makes sense to me and should make sense to you, and you need to get going. One of the things that we have not touched upon, and that's what this particular podcast is about, it's your message, right? We've already spoke about the customer. We spoke about the prospects, your partners, the philanthropy, the heroes, internal individuals that speak highly of your company. It's always, you know, that type of focus. But what about this platform also being included in your, hey, you know, your message, right? That's what's important. So let's say you have a product launch. It's a great product. It's going to really change the world, your industrial world, whatever it might be, or an improvement or whatever. It just doesn't really, I mean, you get the picture. You have a platform to be able to proactively communicate it. You can create a series on whatever that widget might be, that industrial widget that is going to just transform whatever. It can be IoT, IIoT, you name it, been there, done that. But you can see how the power of this particular podcast can provide you, your customer. So let's say you have a product launch. It's your message. You got to be careful that it's not an infomercial. Yeah, get five here and blah, 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 and whatever it might be. No, it's all about, hey, we've got a new product. The product is this. It's going to improve this part of your life, whatever it might be. We've heard people talk about the problems and challenges that happen with whatever the problem and challenge is. So that's what this platform can be. So you communicate it. You can create a small series. You can make them 10 minutes or less, whatever you so choose. But it's really your message and your message that can get out to your prospects. And so, for example, coming out with a new IoT device, whatever it might be. And that IoT device can do a lot of things, a lot of good, and collect a lot of data, whatever, and it's transformative. You can create that your message type of podcast because you're going to put it in with a bunch of mix with all the other stuff that you're doing, but this is really just you, and be able to communicate that value to your listenership. Not only that, you'll be able to say, okay, I've done this. I'm going to forward it to my prospects, my customers, my partners, and saying, this is what we're doing. This is why this product is so spectacular, and I just wanted to keep you in the loop as we continue to develop this IoT device. You get it? It is definitely your message, your viewpoint that also creates that human element of why you're great. That it's not too difficult, but you have a platform to do it. If you don't have a podcast platform or something like this, it's very challenging to be able to crank that stuff out because we're always talking about speed. Boom, boom, boom. I got a new device out. This is it. You can create videos. You can write about it. You can do all of the same thing. But because it's a podcast, you can communicate it, target your prospects, and let them know exactly what it's about. This is about your message, and you've got to do that. You've got to create that voice, your voice of why you're so passionate, one, about your products, but how it really will help others solve problems. It's pretty straightforward, nothing fancy. So sort of just in general, to sum up real quick, we've talked about highlighting your internal people, interviewing them, your partners, customers, targeting your prospects, highlighting heroes, highlighting philanthropy, or whatever that might look like. Sky's the limit there. Being able to create the funnels that are necessary to improve the bottom line, and how to create content that is just overflowing from one podcast. Now we've talked about your voice, your message, and why, you know, whatever you want to do, you come out all the time. I know of people who just do, just to say, hey, I've got some more leadership stuff I want to share with you. But you know what happens? If there is truly an interest, they'll contact you. You can give the store away, but there's always going to be a majority of the people who listen saying, I like it. I need your help. How can you help me? And now you're in closing sales. Pretty straightforward. So thank you very much. We're going to continue on this series because it's all out there. Go to industrialtalk.com. If you're looking at my homepage, it's just a little button off to the right side. Click on that. This is where they'll all be created, as well as prior series that I've done. And it's more nuts and bolts, like what is, like, if you're looking out in the venue, the equipment that I use and the digital channel or digital tools that I use and really understanding your why. So they're all out there. You can get into the podcasting game or find somebody. There's no excuses, but just recognize it will improve your bottom line. It will increase sales. You will transform businesses in a very positive way. That's what I think. So be bold, be brave, dare greatly. We're going to continue the series. Thank you very much again. Be safe, and we will talk again later.